This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers going coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on the Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us to start hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, saying good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Tucker Carlson made a comment. A lot of people are picking up on it right now. I agree with the comment. He says, and I quote, "We are witnessing the most aggressive crackdown on civil liberties in our lifetime."
Yeah, I think that's pretty on point. And for whatever reason, whatever kind of outgrowth there has been from the COVID-19 shutdowns and the mandates and all the things, you certainly have people in the political realm who have taken advantage of this. I mean, even apart from any discussion of how the virus got here, whether it got released or by accident or whatever, it's certainly been the result that you've seen governments around the world in many ways look to curtail basic rights of movement and that kind of stuff.
And a couple of big stories from last hour. I'm going to mention the first one just briefly. The White House is weighing a major change to the mask guidelines, even for vaccinated Americans across America. Don't be surprised if in the next week to 10 days you don't hear that certain elements, government buildings, flights, ships, et cetera, you'll have to wear a mask even if you've been vaccinated.
Yes, that is, I think, well, given what we even know in my area here, I don't live in L.A. County, but L.A. County, of course, has the inside mask mandate now. It could easily be extended to other surrounding counties or the state, and that's kind of a test case in that sense. And now we hear the White House is talking about this. They're saying they're not going to, make it a mandate per se outside of what it has direct control over, but the CDC guidance would certainly be used by businesses and establishments and so forth to make that mask mandate if it didn't come down as a presidential executive order, that kind of thing.
And then we had the report that was written by BuzzFeed that came out, which absolutely blows the roof off the building when it comes to the FBI and their informants and what they were doing. A report confirms that the FBI helped to orchestrate the Michigan governor's kidnap plot.
Yes, this is huge. And again, this is BuzzFeed News. And part of their report talks about the informants that were working under the direction of the FBI directly, and that they, in their words in the BuzzFeed article, essentially that they were helping to create this conspiracy to the extent, Captain, that there wouldn't have been a conspiracy without the informants actually helping to not just be passive observers, but actually, you know, goad people along in this plot.
Yeah. And now there's inference that this may have also happened in the January 6th incident at the Capitol.
Right. Well, certainly you'll see, like, this Democrat committee on January 6th, they will try to build on the idea that this particular plot against Governor Whitmer at the time was kind of a genesis or a starting point, or goes along with the notion of going to the Capitol and having a, quote, insurrection. In other words, they'll try to show that there's some kind of a progression here, and that this is somehow normal in the sense of how people were feeling and this kind of thing. But in reality, you've had, again, according to this story, which is very explosive, there probably wouldn't have been a conspiracy in the Whitmer case if it wasn't for these informants.
Yeah, the FBI had informants, and the FBI turned them loose to go do whatever they needed to do. It didn't take much to get them prodded to where they cooked up this scheme, and away they went.
Exactly right. And we've heard similar kinds of stories. This is why this is so disturbing. You know, you might hear something, well, so-and-so was caught trying to buy bomb parts or something like that, but then we find out that somebody had sort of put them up to buying
the
bomb parts. Exactly.
And
of course, the idea, though, Captain, is that we have so many FBI agents who are actually finding people and thwarting real bad guys. But there's no doubt about that. But in these particular instances, the American people have a right to know exactly what's going on in these major, major things.
Well, that's true. But again, folks, you know, what we just told you, you'll hear about probably a couple days or so from now.
Precisely, yeah. It'll percolate here, and I think we'll hear a lot more about it, exactly,
yeah.
For others talking about it.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this on and off for several weeks and in some couple cases several months. Because we were hearing the grumblings of this back about a week after the January the 6th on the first part of it. And the other part of it we heard probably from Ron Edwards, some of it, after he got done doing what he was doing. He went to that rally up there to get rid of Whitmer, by the way, in the Kansas State Capitol.
That's right. Yeah, we've been putting together the pieces.
Yep. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to let Kathy take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number. I shall return with Kyle Warren.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Mark. You hear him on many of these same stations Sunday night with Armed American Radio, the Monster Edition. Starts at 8 o'clock live Eastern Time. He's also on during the week with his daily defense program, Armed America Radio Daily Defense. It comes out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Check your stations for time and listings. Many stations play that show at various times, too, just like they do mine on the weekend. You never know when it's going to be played. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Remember, you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials box that's there, the link, and use the promo code CAPTAIN and save yourself a bunch of money. Now, one of the things that you can save yourself money on is the six-piece bath towel set. Now, this set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel that you want in a towel. And I've got a set of these, and I've got another set coming, which I thought would be here yesterday, but I understand it's coming today. Now, the set comes with the two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. But for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99 with the promo code CAPTAIN. That's right, you save $70 on these towels. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a full 60-day money-back guarantee, too. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials tab, get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Now, you'll also find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Always use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can give them a call if you want to order something at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Get these great radio specials, save a bunch of money, and find out and support a great American, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, promo code captain. And Kyle, you ordered the towels yet?
Well, I'm going to be getting the towels real soon. And, you know, Captain, again,
your wife will steal them.
Well, this is very true, and Mrs. Professor, I'm sure we will love them. And but they come in all kinds of great different colors as well. And those radio specials you're talking about, Captain, there's all kinds of great things right there on that radio specials page as well that I think people will love to check out, save a lot of money.
Yeah, the bath towels are huge. It's almost like having a floor mat. They're huge. So you got the big bath towels, and you got like one that's half the size of that, and then you got the washcloths. Really, really a great investment, and they really work great. Okay, well, here we go again. Now, the Senate Republicans just dealt a big blow to the Democrats with their $1 million spending push. They blocked it.
They did. They did. And one wonders, you know, why Chuck Schumer believed that he was going to be able to sort of, you know, bring this vote up when he did.
He thought he was going to get 10 Republicans.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got to be able to read the tea leaves for that. And I don't think he's going to get them anytime soon. And I like what now Minority Leader McConnell said. You know, he says, you know, we typically write the bills before we vote on them, which, you know, you can't help but remember Nancy Pelosi saying we got to vote for it to find out what's in it.
Yeah.
I mean, when are these people going to learn? You know, just, yeah,
care.
I wonder. Yeah, you're right. See, that's the thing. They don't care. Maybe they're just trying to keep it in as a news, a part of the news cycle, or somehow to bash Republicans. That's got to be part of it. But obviously, Captain, yeah, this was a no-go.
It's all politics. They don't care. Now, the other thing is the infrastructure bill went down in flames yesterday. Same reason. Couldn't get the votes to get it on the floor.
Well, sure, exactly. And again, you know, we're going to vote on a container for the, you know, this kind of stuff. And it here we go. It's honestly, Captain, if the Democrats would simply put forth and work with the Republicans on an actual infrastructure bill, I think they'd have bipartisan support across the country. We could get something done. But just like you said, it's all about politics. It has nothing to do with bridges and roads.
By the way, got to give a special shout out to Beverly in Denver tonight. Just chimed in here in the back channel. Sent me up an instant message directly to me on Facebook, and she's saying she's listening, enjoying what's going on. She said, "Thank you so much for telling us the truth."
Wow. Well, that's what we love to do, Beverly. Absolutely.
Yeah, we try to get it right. We're not just going to throw something out there because it sounds good.
Exactly,
yep.
Right.
Yep. All right. Well, let's see here. The health pass, the COVID passport, and that mandate starts today in little old Francais, France.
That's right. That's right. It's a COVID health pass. I guess it's not a passport. It's a health pass, I guess. It shows a person has been vaccinated or they had a recently negative COVID test. And so this is going to be required, evidently, for anyone over age 12 to go to the movies, a theater, a museum, a theme park, or any kind of cultural center. And so, again, this is perhaps the shape of things to come.
Coming to a city near you, I was just going to say. Yep.
Yes, exactly. With about, what is a little less than, was it less than half, I think, of the United States has been vaccinated. Although I think that's incredibly high when you compare it to many other nations, it would seem.
Well, that goes by states because I know the state of Florida is, I believe it's 70%
right.
of the seniors.
Right, mm-hmm. right. But again, you know, I think we'll hear more about this, and especially with what we were talking about earlier, Captain, from the White House looking at possible mask mandates or mask guidance from the CDC. And trying to separate vaccinated from unvaccinated, or if you're mixing together with unvaccinated, you know, it's going to lead to this kind of thing, which a lot of people are going to be very opposed to, I think. But if you don't have the number of vaccinations, it seems like it's going to go that direction at some point.
So Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas had a demand as the Biden administration pointed a finger after getting caught promoting radical group CRT agenda in the schools. Do you know what Cotton was demanding?
Well, I think what he wanted to do, he wanted President Biden to come out and publicly denounce CRT or critical race theory, and which doesn't seem to be too hard a thing to do. Unless you're President Biden or you're the Democrat Party elite. They don't want to come out and do that because they think it'll hurt them politically. But most people would be able to say, hey, the critical race theory just doesn't sound right, you know, and they understand what it's designed to accomplish. But, yeah, that's what Senator Tom Cotton was calling for, I believe.
Now, you know who Leo Terrell is, right?
Well, of course, yeah, Leo Terrell.
2.0.
Leo 2.0, that's right.
He said, and I quote, Texas Democrats' slavery comments over the D.C. trip are wrong and deeply insulting.
Well, sure. You know, the idea of one of the Texas Democrat legislators saying, you know, in the past, you'd go and catch a runaway slave and arrest them, and so come arrest me kind of thing. It's certainly not even close to being the same thing, and it seems to be gratuitous and insulting to try to make those kinds of comparisons,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's one for you. The NBA and the Olympics going from woke to broke. Inside the huge price the NBA and the Olympics are paying for getting political, they are losing revenue, they're losing sponsors, and they are going down the tubes quickly.
They're going down the tubes quickly because, as you said, they're becoming political. And that's the phrase is, get woke, go broke. Because what people want to see, especially when it comes to the Olympics, they want to be unified. They want to cheer for the U.S. team. No matter what the sport is, no matter what the competition is, there's always something to get excited about when you're watching the Olympics. Same thing goes for sports. The more that they introduce politics, people don't want to go to the ballpark or to the stadium. And also in entertainment, the more that movies and TV shows and so forth, the more that they get woke, the more people tune out. And for some reason, at least in Hollywood's case and in the NFL case, it looks like here, they're going to double down on this, Captain. They're not going to say, oh, okay, we understand. You want a particular product and not a political speech. Well, here we go. We're going to double down on this for you.
Well, here we go is right because we're getting ready to take the break. But when we come back from the break, we're going to tell you about Washington Post columnist Josh Rogan and what he said yesterday, which is totally off the wall and in the opposite direction from what you would expect to hear from anybody with the Washington Post, which then leads us into Senator Rand Paul and little Dr. Fauci and a criminal probe that's coming of little Dr. Fauci. What shall we tell you about that? And you heard me right. Criminal probe of Dr. Fauci. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Got more coming your way.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote to begin debate on an infrastructure package in the Senate failed on Wednesday as Republicans scuttled the procedural vote, saying they wanted to see the final bill and an analysis of how its contents will be paid for. The 51-49 party line vote fell short of the 60 votes needed to begin debate. Negotiations over the bill's provisions will continue with the goal of bringing it back to the floor for a vote next week. Utah Senator Mitt Romney saying that he hopes the bipartisan group can have the package ready for a vote by next Monday. And as competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The latest being American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the games. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. Call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. There he was again, Armed American Radio. Catch the program. Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is a company that's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. I've been with them for 18 years. Now, I'll tell you something about Geico. They'll not only offer you coverage for the car you're driving, maybe you're driving a truck, but how about you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? They'll cover all of that for you. And if you are a homeowner or if you are a renter and need to have insurance, they'll cover that for you. Or if you're in a condo and you need that insurance for your condo, they'll take care of that too. And the best part about Geico is if you bundled your homeowner's renter's insurance or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, you save a bunch of money. It causes your car insurance to drop down. So think about that for a minute and check them out online at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warner, the champion of rights, the politician extraordinaire, the political professor that you are, I got something for you here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Critical race theory has no place in our public school system. You agree with that?
Absolutely, yeah.
There isn't any sugarcoating of the fact, folks, that our country, our past, is full of events that have left painful scars. But we've learned from the mistakes of our ancestors. But if you talk to a liberal, my God, chances are they're going to tell you that America is an inherently racist country and that the Constitution itself is racist. They're nuts. Nuts.
Yes, well, they're trying to achieve a goal, and the goal is the total destabilization of the American society, of the American government, They are doing this on purpose. They have fixated on this. And you're right, Captain. You know, when we all learned U.S. history, we learned it warts and all. I had no illusions that, like, for example, we all understood what slavery was. We understood what Abraham Lincoln did, right, with the Emancipation Proclamation. We understood the Civil War. And in the modern times, we understood what Dr. Martin Luther King was talking about. And we have gotten so far away from that. The content of your character is so much more important than the color of your skin. That was the direction America was heading. And that's a good thing. It was, can go in the right moral direction. But you have people who are introducing these kinds of things which are designed to divide us, to make us hate our neighbor, to hate our brother. It's wrong.
When the Declaration of Independence came along, all men are created equal.
Right.
The fact of the matter is there was one individual by the name of George Washington. Remember him?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay, he had slaves at the time. Remember that?
Yes.
What did he do with the slaves?
Well, he did free them. Yeah.
He freed them all.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, that's it. All men are created equal. You're on your own.
But, well, exactly. The idea, of course, you see, and again, not to go too far into it, it's a longer discussion, right? But people existed in a different time and place. But without the founding fathers doing what they did and writing what they wrote and what Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration, you know, these things are what set in motion the very ability for us to have an actually free society and egalitarian society.
Yeah.
We are not the default in human history. We are a difference. But you have people coming along that want to ruin that so that they can, because they believe in authoritarianism.
Yeah. Well, according to Michelle Mauchlin, everything that Democrats' political enemies do subvert or sabotages democracy. But when they cut and run, Democrats evade their own basic duties of responsible government, resistance suddenly becomes patriotic again, according to the Democrats.
Well, right, exactly. But everything has to become twisted. It's got to become so terrible that no matter what, and you want to sit someone with black skin and next to someone with white skin in a school and say, you're an oppressor and you're the oppressed and that person is bad and this, and it goes on and on and on. And you get away, and it, going back to Dr. King, you go away from what he was actually trying to accomplish, right, before he was cut down so tragically. And you've got some of these people have just completely thrown that out the window. It's very bad.
Now, Louisiana House lawmakers yesterday failed to overturn the Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards' veto of the legislation banning transgender athletes from school sports teams, which was a significant blow to the Republican-led efforts to enable the new law in a historic veto session that's been seen no bill rejections are overridden so far. So they're not doing too good there with that.
No, they're not. And this is going to continue to be controversial for a very, very, very long time, in terms of who competes against who.
And a federal judge yesterday temporarily blocked enforcement of Arkansas's ban on gender-confirming treatments for transgender youth while a lawsuit challenging the prohibition proceeds in court.
Yes, exactly. And so, again, this is evidently, it blocks surgery for anyone under 18 years of age. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, something else here. I talked about the air quality a little bit earlier, but the air quality all the way over into New York City is really bad right now. And the problem, of course, is coming from thousands of miles away with the wildfires out west with that smoke that's already gone into places in the Northeast and places in the upper Midwest and just kind of settled in there.
Exactly. And as a firefighter, Captain, I'm sure that you could comment on the idea that even if, you know, it looks a little hazy, but you can still get those little particulates, you know, in your lungs if it's hanging around. So people need to be very careful.
Well, that's true. Anybody that's got a breathing problem, you don't necessarily want to go walking out without a mask on.
Right. Yeah. Or something to filter or stay indoors if you're if you're sensitive.
Yeah. And if people with COPD, you'll see them wearing masks. It's a different type of mask. It's probably most of the time an N95 mask when you see them with the oxygen tank.
Right. Yeah, because even though it's not, the fire isn't right next door, but it's come across the country.
Several thousand miles.
Exactly. It's still got some, in other words, it's unseen. You can't just see it floating in the air. Yeah.
Now, here's one for you. A spike in death reports following the COVID vaccination, according to the CDC, is an error.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, this is big.
Well, of course it's big because there's states and the federal government that's talking about requiring masks for everybody again, and states talking about reverting to closing down different things and whatnot because of this, and we find out that the report that it's based on is false.
Right, precisely. And so this is why you have to be really vigilant about this stuff, because the report comes out and then suddenly that takes hold. It becomes the news. But when the correction comes out, the politicians have already been able to sort of create their own narrative with it, or the state or local governments.
Well, here's something that we'll finish with before we go to the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Joe Biden was on a town hall report last night. He had a town hall with CNN's Don Lemon, and he absolutely just failed it miserably. Because he was stumbling, he was lamenting, he couldn't remember what he was trying to say, and it was almost like a couple times he didn't know where he was at, and he had that deer in the headlights look a couple times. I mean, it's really embarrassing that they keep putting him out there like this, and he just performs the way he does. This was really a bad performance by Joe Biden.
Well, and it's concerning, and it's scary, because, again, you know, he's got to be... He's in the position where you have to be clear thinking all the time. You have to be resolute. You have to be able to say what you mean very, very quickly sometimes, because lives are in the balance. There's just no doubt about it. But it's going to get harder and harder to hide these obvious things that are going on with Joe Biden.
It's elder abuse.
I think you're right. I think that's definitely heading that direction, and it sounds too fantastical, but it's really not. He's being put out there in a bad position that anybody else in his state, in his condition, no one would think of saying, well, you've got to go out and talk to large groups of people and here, make these hard decisions and so forth. Yes, he's the president, we get it, but this is an obvious thing that's happening.
And finally, every time he has to go somewhere, he's got to pull out his little card to make sure he's saying the right thing.
That's right.
All right, hold on. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and our next Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back, tell you all the stuff you need to know out there in the highways.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna and Don, and we appreciate them. They're up in Carrollton, Georgia, by the way. And before we get started here, I want to give a special shout-out to Ben. Thanks for the message and the vote of confidence there, my man. We appreciate you very much. This is Ben, and Ben is, let's see, where are you at? Ben is in Maine. Okay, I thought you were somewhere else, but you're in Maine. Now I see the email. Okay, very good, Maine, and keep up the good work, my friend, and tell your friends and neighbors about us up there. Okay, now, let's not forget, coming up here, we're going to do a little rockin', because we got a little rockin' music to toss in here. Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, and here we go!
I'm hanging, but I'm
Joan Chet in the Black Hearts. Holy smokes. So she gets going, she gets going.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great one. I love Joan Jett. She's great.
Yeah, well, that's music to keep you awake. Somebody just sent me a message here. Let's see. It was Rusty, and Rusty drives for ICCC. He says, that's my 100-mile sleep. That's my 100-mile song. Got 100 miles to go before I pull off, and I'm going to be singing that for the next 100 miles. All right, Rusty.
Very cool.
Ah, there you go. All right, Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, which, by the way, is where Rusty said he's going to be going. He's up there in Utah, probably going to Salt Lake, I'm guessing. But anyway, an excessive rain and flash flood threat across the southwestern U.S. will continue over the next several days, likely through the upcoming weekend. A classic summer monsoon pattern will be locked in place, featuring above normal moisture. Now, you can expect scattered to organized areas of showers and thunderstorms that can produce intense rainfalls in a short period of time and flooding, too. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, Rusty, if you are traveling towards Salt Lake City up there along Interstate 15, you could be running into some scattered thunderstorms and 97 degrees on Thursday,
yeah.
So be careful. No doubt about that. And, of course, we continue with flash flood watches in most of the southwest tonight, Captain, all through New Mexico along I-25, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, I-10, and
I-8. Flagstaff.
And Flagstaff as well. Exactly. And so you've got flash flood watches. Periods of heavy thunderstorms, heavy rain can ensue. This also goes up into parts of southern Colorado, Lake City, Telluride, and also the Durango area looks like it's covering there as well. Extreme heat in eastern Montana near Billings. Fire weather watches continue near Helena and Missoula. Air quality alerts in the middle of Idaho and also around Boise as well. And, of course, the fire, Bootleg Fire, one of the biggest fires burning right now, still burning in southern Oregon. So be careful there.
All right. The smoke went east from the west in Minnesota up there. George and Company, just about the whole darn state of Minnesota's got a poor air quality alert. A lot of the smoke is hanging right in there right now from one end of Minnesota to the other, north, south, east, west. And then you've got a little area down there in just east of Kansas City, Missouri, where we've got some flooding going on. We've also got some poor air quality there. Metroplex of Dallas down there in Texas, poor air quality. Houston, same thing, but there's a little fog mixed in with that out of the Gulf. Central part of Tennessee tonight, to include Nashville, we've got a poor air quality alert there. Just about the whole state of Indiana is under a poor quality alert there, and that's, again, from the smoke coming across. It also runs across I-70 going into Ohio, just about, well, not quite, but just about to Columbus. And then North Carolina, and I haven't seen this in North Carolina for a long time, Kyle. The whole state is under a bad weather alert, bad air alert, right from the mountains all the way across to the ocean. That's very unusual.
Yes, it is. We're seeing that on the maps here.
All right. Now, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics for everybody, and we appreciate him very much for what he does. And, of course, 2 hours goes by fast when he's around and keeping us informed, because he's watching the breaking news just like I am. And if I don't see something, then he sees something, and away we go. All right, now we're going to go back to the telephone lines, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line right now. And good morning.
Good morning.
What the heck is going on with General Mark Milley and Mr. Old Lloyd Austin up there telling everybody how bad things are? All I can say is I told you so when it comes to Afghanistan. You know that, too.
Yes. You know, they both had, especially Milley, had a tough time admitting that things were going to go south very quickly with regard to Afghanistan due to our exit, and really the exit strategy, if you can call it that, with the Taliban. And Milley comes out and he says, but the final chapter on Afghanistan hasn't been written yet. What a ridiculous statement to make.
What a dope. Of course it has. 75% of the country is under their control, the Taliban.
And then he was challenged a couple of times, as was Austin, on critical race theory, and Millie certainly with his comments that have been published in this book, and I haven't read the book, so but I've heard about some of the comments. And he just said, we really don't have time to go into that. And he just sidestepped the whole thing. But he goes on and says, you know, we take an oath and we're apolitical and so forth and so on, which is just false.
Yeah, because he graduated from Princeton, about as political as it gets.
So, that just, it really kind of shows you the, what these two are about. And I was really saddened and disgusted personally.
And we are not going to be able to get those people out. We need to get out. They're literally trapped in there. I hope somehow they can find a way to avoid.
We got some out. They're actually, so. I don't know how many we got to go.
17,500 by their count.
That's where we are.
Yep, and they're not going to be able to get them all out. I know that, you know that, and it's a shame. And by the way, the military, they're running as fast as they can to get out of Dodge, and the ones that are getting caught are being shot right on the spot by the Taliban. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I hate to say this, but again, we told you so. Denise told you. I told you. Colonel Jim told you. Colonel Kevin told you. The report's all been the same. I'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.